شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید. گزارشات عالی را در sbs.com.au/dari پیدا کنید.
Parents that I've worked with will say every time I bring it up, it becomes quite explosive and argumentative because that young person is already prepared for a fight.
در این قسمت سلسله پادکست شناخت و درک نفرت از SBS Examens با موضوع کمک به جوانان در امر مبارزه با افرادگرایی و خشونت‌های افراطی می‌پردازیم.
It's the othering, it's the us and them that occurs in that radicalization process. So you're really trying to understand it from their perspective. And if someone asks you genuinely about what you believe in, you're much more likely to be open and forthcoming in a conversation about that, rather than if they start with, no, that's wrong, but tell me why you believe it. You become much more defensive.
جوانان معمولاً به صورت طبیعی در برابر مسائل مانند عدالت و انصاف احساسات قوی دارند. پیتا میگوید این همون چیزی است که گروه‌های افرادگرا معمولاً از آن سوء استفاده می‌کنند.
A lot of times with young people, it is about seeking justice. It is about righting wrongs from their perspective. So then it's about helping them understand what other ways they might be able to achieve those sorts of things rather than this idea of belonging to an extremist group.
یکی از نهادهایی که به جوانان فرصت می‌دهد تا نگرانی‌هایشان را به صورت سازنده مطرح کنند، شبکه مدافعین جوانان چند فرهنگی یا Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network است. این نهاد برای جوانان زمینه فراهم میکند تا در برابر مسائلی که برایشان اهمیت دارد صحبت کرده و همین امر سبب میشود احساس کنند که صدایشان شنیده میشود.
We make a safe space for people to ask questions that they might feel like they don't know where else to ask, and that really supports a healthy environment and discussion. For example, we have lively discussions about feminism and the representation of young men in our youth advisory group. They get to meet with decision makers at Parliament House to talk about things they are passionate about and the change that they want to see.
In صدای کت یونگ است. او میگوید بخش از موفقیت این نهاد در این است که صداهای متفاوت و متنوع را زیر یک سقف گرده هم می آورند.
I think it helps young people understand that there is difference of opinion. It helps people not feel alienated, which in turn makes them even more isolated.
در قسمت گذشته از جیمی شنیدیم که من حیث یک نوجوان در دنیای مجازی مملو از زبان نفرت‌آمیز و ایدئولوژی‌های افراطی گرفتار شده بود. اما دیدگاه‌های جیمی زمان تغییر کرد که با افراد از پیشینه‌های فرهنگی مختلف دیدار کرد. آنان کسانی بودند که می‌توانستند باورها و اعتقادات او را به چالش بکشند.
A lot of it was exposure to queer people, more women, gay men. People who didn't traditionally fit the masculine, straight male friendship groups that I had at the time. I learned a lot from people about their real lived experience, about how they see the world, about the struggles they face. And it sort of helped me realize that there's more to the world than basically just being a misanthrope and not caring about other people.
راه حل برای این مشکل پیچیده تنها در کار مستقیم با جوانان خلاصه نمی شود. کارشناسان به SBS گفتند که اکثر والدین وقت پلیس دروازه خانهشان را تک تک می کنند و می گوید فرزندشان در یک گروه افرادگرا دخیل بوده شاک می شوند.
There are many examples where potentially parents don't even know that their kids are digesting some of this content online. And when communities aren't educated around those risk signs, they're not able to sort of understand the amount of exposure these young people have.
لی برنن در نهاد ری رود استرالیا کار می کند و با ترکیب از برنامه های اصلاحی و آموزشی برای مقابله با افرادگرایی فعالیت دارد. او در شوراهای محلی و مکاتب نشست‌های برگزار می‌کند تا آگاهی و توانمندی جوامع محلی را برای جلوگیری از افرادگرایی قبل از گسترش آن افزایش دهد.
a really positive pro-social community group combined with the proper education and the access to the supports that they need, and ultimately that those groups are empowered to feel as though they can be the first ones to start calling out that sort of behavior. Definitely isn't just sort of one situation where you'll sort of say this young person is no longer at risk.
لی میگوید والدین و اعضای جامعه که نگران یک جوان هستند باید بدانند که میان مداخله پلیس و بی‌تفاوتی کامل یک راه میانه وجود دارد.
No one wants to look at their child and say they're engaging in terrorism. They might be like, oh, they're a slightly problematic teenager. They're going through some sort of social teething. So we want to actually get out there and start communicating to some of these people so they can be the one to have that conversation. If they've sort of got the knowledge and awareness where they can come to support groups and actually get that assistance they need, it would go a long way to sort of assisting young people to know that there's an alternate pathway.
این گزارش از سوی نیک زومبولیس از بخش SBS Examens تهیه شده بود.
می خواهید این گناه گزارش ها را بیشتر بشنوید؟ با این گزارشات از طریق اپل پادکاست، گوگل پادکاست، سپاتیفای و یا هر جایی که پادکاستتان را می گیرید گوش دهید.